In the 1950s, Betty Page helped set the stage for the sexual revolution. She did it with a winning smile, a beautiful body, and not much clothing. For a time, Page was America's most famous pinup girl. Last night, she died in Los Angeles at age 85. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this remembrance.
You may not know Betty Page's name, but you've probably seen her at some point.
See the daring display of torsos in Teaserama as the dancers strip to please.
The endless legs, tiny waist, and beautiful bust line were topped by a pair of laughing blue eyes and a lush brunette mane that featured Page's signature bangs. In an era of blonde bombshells, Page stood out.
Betty Page, the nation's top pinup queen.
And she was. A native of Nashville, Tennessee, Page fled an abusive first marriage for New York City in the late 1940s. In the 2005 movie, The Notorious Betty Page, actress Gretchen Mol recreated what happened when Page visited Coney Island and asked a favor of an amateur photographer.
Will you take a picture of me?
It's silly. People take pictures of me all the time, but I don't know how to take one of myself.
She soon became the favorite model for photo clubs that were the rage in the early 50s. Page's agent and friend, Mark Rosler, has this explanation.
People appreciated how she created less inhibition among people.
Page was approachably beautiful, and whether she was in a bikini on a California beach or indoors in revealing lingerie, her playful nature shone through. It was that combination of homecoming sweetheart and scantily clad siren that struck a chord in fans. In this scene from The Notorious Betty Page, a photographer proposes the perfect outlet for the novice model.
I'm going to send these pictures to a new magazine. It's called Playboy. Do you know of it?
No, ma'am. I don't think I do.
Well, it's new. It's a very tasteful magazine, printed on beautiful paper. It's very classy. Look toward me, please. Okay, I need you to lift your knee up. I'm seeing a little bit too much.
Soon after, Page ended up in a Santa hat and not much else, and a star was born. But Page ran into trouble when she posed for a now-famous series of fetish pictures featuring bondage and spanking and lots of black leather. Those sparked a congressional investigation. Mark Rosler.
They really went after what Betty was doing and those types of photographs. I think that that did get to her, and that was the reason why she really disappeared.
From pinup magazines, but not from real life. Page had two other failed marriages, endured a stint in a mental hospital, and became a born-again Christian before returning to live quietly in Los Angeles. Her photos still command top dollar, something Page perhaps foresaw when she adamantly refused to be photographed in later life. In this NBC interview from about 10 years ago, she explains why.
I wouldn't want to see a model when she's old and out of shape. Who would? There's nothing to look at. You want to look at them when they're young and beautiful.
And that is precisely how Betty Page's millions of admirers will remember her. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.